Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of to-do lists? Like every day there are a million things you should be doing, but somehow you end up staring blankly at your phone, scrolling through social media instead? You know that feeling when the sheer volume of goals and aspirations threatens to crush your spirit before you even get started? Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, back with another dose of digital minimalism, where we reclaim our time, attention, and ultimately, our lives. Today's episode is all about how to set healthy goals and avoid that feeling of being completely overwhelmed. Because let's be real, nobody wants to feel like they're constantly running on a hamster wheel, chasing after an impossible dream. Now, I'm not saying setting goals is bad. In fact, it's crucial for growth and achieving what we truly desire. But there's a fine line between having ambition and letting those aspirations turn into sources of anxiety. That's where digital minimalism comes in. By minimizing distractions and being more intentional with our time, we can actually set ourselves up for success. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you set healthy goals without feeling completely overwhelmed. First things first, start small. It's tempting to go all in and try to tackle every single thing at once, but trust me, it rarely works out that way. Instead of aiming for a complete overhaul, focus on 1 or 2 specific goals that genuinely excite you. Think about what would bring the most positive impact into your life, even if it's something seemingly small. Next up, break down those goals into manageable chunks. Ever heard the saying, "Rome wasn't built in a day"? It's true. Instead of looking at the big picture as one daunting task, divide it into smaller, more achievable steps. This makes the process feel less overwhelming and gives you a sense of accomplishment as you check off each step along the way. Now, let's talk about the power of planning. You wouldn't embark on a road trip without a map, right? The same goes for your goals. Take some time to create a realistic plan that outlines the steps you need to take and allocate specific time slots for working towards your objectives. This helps you stay focused and prevents those goals from becoming abstract ideas floating in the ether. Remember, progress isn't always linear. There will be bumps along the way, setbacks, and moments where you feel like giving up. That's completely normal. The key is to have a system for dealing with these challenges. Perhaps it's practicing self-compassion, revisiting your why, or seeking support from friends or mentors. Building resilience into your goal-setting process is crucial for long-term success. Lastly, celebrate your wins, both big and small. It's easy to get caught up in the next goal, the next achievement, but taking time to acknowledge your progress keeps you motivated and reinforces positive habits. Treat yourself. Share your successes with loved ones, or simply take a moment to appreciate how far you've come. Think about that friend who always seems to be juggling multiple projects yet never appears stressed out. They likely have mastered the art of setting healthy goals and avoiding overwhelm. It might seem like magic, but it's actually a skill anyone can learn. Take my own journey, for instance. I used to feel constantly bombarded by notifications, emails, and social media updates. It was like trying to keep up with a runaway train. I realized I needed to make a change before the digital noise consumed me entirely. So, I started implementing digital minimalism practices, setting specific time limits for checking emails, silencing unnecessary notifications, and prioritizing real-life connections over online interactions. The result? A calmer, more focused mind, and a renewed sense of control over my time and attention. That's what this podcast is all about. Empowering you to reclaim your life from the relentless demands of the digital world. It's about creating space for what truly matters, meaningful relationships, personal growth, and experiences that enrich our lives. So, remember these key takeaways. Start small, break down goals into manageable chunks, plan strategically, build resilience, and celebrate your wins. With a little intentionality and effort, you can set healthy goals without feeling overwhelmed, and embark on a journey of growth and fulfillment. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one small step you can take today to implement these tips? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, remember to detox your mind daily and live a more intentional life.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.